Ladies and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Lewis Dawkins, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Sturt, Pat Patrick, and our special guest this evening, Bonnie Woolley. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Well, Bergie, Wilfred isn't Bergie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you all day, Bergen.
I know.
You didn't even show up for the breakfast this morning.
I know I didn't.
Yeah. Was that I getting tired of me?
No.
Are we seeing too much of each other?
No. I'm afraid this morning I sort of overslept.
Yeah, sort of. The way you hibernate these mornings, you must have inner spring fever.
No. Well, after all, Dolly, I must have my beauty sleep.
Yes. But when are you going to start getting results?
Well,
I can't push it any harder than that.
My oversleeping is no concern of yours, young man.
Very good. But it really is, though. You should subscribe to my wake-up service.
I see. Wake-up service?
Mm-hmm. I call it the Jeepers Creepers Open Your Peepers Company. Very funny, too.
Yes. You mean you make money from people who oversleep?
It's the substance, yes. My slogan is, you sleep, I reap.
I see. Yeah. Well, what would you charge to come and wake me up every morning?
Well, of course, the prices, they vary with the season. You see, they fluctuate.
Uh-huh.
In winter, it costs a little more on account of the research work.
Oh, I see. Research work.
Yes, uh-huh.
What work?
Well, you see, people use more covers, and they're harder to find in the bed.
Oh, I see.
Of course, with you, it is not true so much,
I see.
All I do in your case is just follow the cord to your heating pad.
I see.
Yes,
he does. All right. Well, now, is your wake-up service, is it reliable for a very sound sleeper?
Oh, surely. If everything else fails, I use my surefire method.
And what is that?
I put dynamite under your bed.
Oh, I see. That's guaranteed to get them to work on time?
Yes, and for a slight extra charge, I aim you towards your job.
I see. Haven't you a little more gentle way of arousing people?
Well, match. Sometimes I just stick a garden hose in your window and until your mattress starts floating.
I see.
Messy, but it's effective.
Yes, I do. Well, I don't think I'd be interested in your service.
Well, there are other attractive features, too.
Such as?
Yes. What'd you say? Oh, yeah. They include your sitting up exercises for you and even taking a cold shower for you.
Well, I see. Yeah. Think of everything, don't you?
Yes, we do. And for a slight additional charge, we snarl at your wife until you get your breakfast.
I see.
Yes.
Well, now, let's see what Ray Noble thinks of this enterprise.
That's a good idea. We might get another sucker. I mean, customer.
Yes.
Oh, Ray.
Yes, Albert.
Ray, would you like to have me wake you up?
Oh, dear. Am I walking in my sleep again?
No, Ray. Charlie has a new wake-up service.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. How would you like to be awake up in the morning?
Well, Charlie, any way at all. Just so it doesn't disturb my sleep, old boy. It's the only thing, really.
I think I understand you. Have you ever considered subscribing to a wake-up service?
No, not after what happened to my uncle. No.
What happened to your uncle, Ray?
Well, which one, old boy? I have several, you know.
Well. I mean, the one who subscribed to the wake-up service.
Oh, didn't I tell you about him?
No, you didn't, no.
I'm glad I didn't. One shouldn't repeat family gossip, I always say.
Oh, you fool, you. Make up your mind. Do you want my service or don't you?
Well, can you guarantee to get me up bright and early?
In your case, mm-hmm. Just early. Isn't that a good one?
Yes.
We don't perform miracles, no.
No miracles.
Well, neither. I'm not interested in it either, Charlie.
Are you, Ray?
No, I'm not interested at all.
I just wanted to let you have that line, eh? Gosh, a fella tries to make an honest dollar around here, and nobody wants to help that fella get started. I just work it. I slave. I try every darn thing, you know.
All right. I'll subscribe. Can you wake me up every morning at 7?
Yes, sir.
Gently?
Yes, sir. 7 o'clock it will be on the dot-a-roo.
Fine.
Now, could I ask one little favor of you, Bergen?
Well, of course, Charlie. What is it?
Would you mind waking me up at 7:05?
Ray Noble is talks to play Ray's novel arrangement of the new tune, Too Many Times. When you buy coffee is how to get that shade-grown flavor. It's the shade-grown flavor that makes Chase and Sanborn so impressive, so delicious, so popular. It's in every cup, in generous, lavish, overwhelming abundance. Taste this extra richness, the bonus of flavor that comes from finer coffees, slow-grown in tropical shade. Yes, growing time is the flavor secret. Slow-grown means flavor-grown. Constant sun makes coffee grow too fast and ripen prematurely. But shade growing slows it up. Every day, a little more flavor is added. And that's why these finer coffees are planted in the shelter of taller, leafy shade trees. Protected from the tropical sun, they take their time, mature completely, hoard up this wealth of shade-grown flavor for your Chase and Sanborn. Enjoy that extra coffee goodness with meals and between. You're entitled to all the flavor you can get, so get all you can. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Well, Mortimer Snurk.
Ill. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. You look a little worried.
I'm kind of down in the dumplings.
Oh, you are. What's troubling you?
Well, I got to rememberize a poem for school.
Oh, I see a poem.
It's a toughie, too.
Oh, I see. And you have to learn it by heart?
No. By tomorrow.
By tomorrow? Well, let's see what it is.
No, right here.
Oh, I see. Sing a song of sixpence.
That's the way.
Why, Mortimer, a child of 5 could learn this.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe that's the trouble. I'm too old to learn it.
No. I'll be glad to help you memorize it.
Well, fine. You learn the first two lines, and I'll learn the last two.
No. Now, let's try it.
Okay.
Now, you must give me your attention.
Okay, help yourself.
Yeah, all right.
Well,
sing a song of sixpence.
Quiet, please.
Sing a song of sixpence.
A snoot full of rye?
No. A pocket full of rye.
Yeah.
You know what rye is, don't you?
Well, you're sure? That's what a body meets a body coming through?
No. Now, what comes after the first line?
After the first line?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, see, no, dull after the first line. the second line?
Yeah, I know. It's 4 and 20 what?
I give up.
No, you didn't even try.
No, I know, but I saved a lot of time that way.
Yeah. 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'll know, my favorite is goozleberry pie.
That has nothing to do with it.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And when the pie was open...
A little dog laughed to see such a mess.
No.
Oh. Oh, you smart, Alex.
All right. Now, back to the rhyme. Yeah. When the pie was opened, the birds began to do what?
Lay eggs?
No. When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what I think?
What?
I don't think that pie was cooked enough.
No, I don't.
Why?
You're impossible. How can you be so stupid?
No, it's easy as pie. Yeah. It's an old family recipe, I imagine.
Mr. Bergen, Mortimer must make you feel like you failed as a parent.
Well, maybe so, Anita, but I'm plenty proud of Charlie.
Why?
Well, because he won first prize from the Men of Tomorrow Foundation. He's the model boy.
You mean he's modeling foundation?
No. Good evening, Miss Garden. And don't bother to curtsy.
Oh, Charlie, I think it's wonderful.
Sure.
You being the model boy.
Oh, I really don't think I am. But what's my opinion against thousands?
You must have been very good lately.
Oh, good? I've been so good I stunk.
All right.
Well, what did you win? A cup or something?
Oh, no, Anita. He won 2 airplane tickets to Mexico.
Jeepers.
And I'm going with him.
Yeah. Into every life a little rain must fall.
You know, Charlie, last week President Truman was in Mexico.
Yeah, and this week it's me. Oh, you lucky Mexico.
Well, we still have our packing to do, remember that?
Oh, I say, Charlie, I'll be glad to lend you my airplane luggage.
Well, thank you, Ray. When can I have it?
Well, just as soon as I run home and take my airplane out of it.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie, I'm so proud of you. I'd like to dedicate my song to you, the model American boy.
Oh, you're a dear.
A million times a day, I pinch myself and say, my number one dream came true. And if I rub my eyes, it's only in surprise, my number one dream came true. I had my number 2 and 3 and 4 dreams, with lots of possibilities in each. I might have planned on dreaming even more dreams, 'cause number one was way beyond reach. I can yet. But if my faith was dead, it did what I wanted to. Don't ask me when or why or how, but if I'm here with you, my number one dream. I had my number two and three and four dreams with lots of possibilities in each. I might have planned on dreaming even more dreams, 'cause number one was way beyond reach. I can't believe it yet, but if my faith was set, it did what I wanted to. Don't ask me when or why or how, but if I'm here with you, my number one dream, my number one dream came true at last.
Let me see. I hope I've packed everything here. Shirts, ties, and socks.
Yeah, I see. Me too. Bean shooter. Bubble gum. Pet rat.
Charlie, you aren't going to pack those sandwiches, are you?
Well, no. I just made them so we won't have to stop to eat.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Come in.
Bobby, I'm quite sure I'm not intruding.
Who is this out-of-season Santa Claus?
Now, Charlie, surely you know who I am.
Well, if it isn't the beard that walks like a man, Monty Woolley.
Hello, Edgar. I just dropped in to... sandwiches.
Yes, we planned on taking them with us.
Well, do you mind if I have several?
No, little gentleman that I am.
Oh, thank you. I just stopped in to say adios to you both.
Oh, then you know about Charlie winning the prize as the Model American Boy.
Oh, indeed. Splendid. Yes. This country needs more ambitious boys. Right. This country needs more courageous boys.
Yeah.
And this sandwich needs more salami.
Have you tried leaving them alone?
Have you got anything to go with these sandwiches? I'm thirsty.
How about a glass of milk?
I said I was thirsty, not skinny.
Marty, how did you find out about Charlie winning this award?
Why, Edgar, I recommended the lad for it.
Oh.
You did? Well, gosh, Monty. You're all woolly and a yard wide.
Yes, I'm the kindest and gentlest man in the country.
Oh, I don't.
And I'll horsewhip anyone who says I'm not.
Well, Charlie, here I am with my airplane luggage.
Oh, that big thing. Uh-huh. We'll use that for airplane luggage.
Yeah, this was actually used by the Flying Tigers.
Flying Tigers? What for?
Well, for Flying Tigers.
Oh. He did it again, didn't he?
Well, don't stand there, E, with that trunk on top of your head. Put it down.
Right. Oh! Oh, I'm awfully sorry, old boy, but your foot was right there on the floor.
Yes, how stupid of me. Clumsy, blundering.
And the bee, sir, watch your language. There's a Model American Boy present.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm sorry.
Yes.
How I envy you people going to the land of those lovely enchiladas.
Yes. My uncle married one, you know.
Mr. Noble, an enchilada is a native Mexican dish.
Oh, yes, it certainly was. Oh, yes.
I hate to impose, but while you're gone, I was wondering if I could sleep in your backyard. Those park benches are so public.
Well, of course, but why do you have to sleep on a park bench?
Well, I was thrown out of my hotel.
Oh, I see.
And by the by, if it should drizzle a little, could I sleep on your back porch?
Well, I see no harm in that at all.
And, of course, in the event of a downpour, I could go in the house and see that everything is all right. And as long as I'm inside, I might as well stay there whilst you're gone and give the house that lived-in look.
What I told you. Well, after all you've done for Charlie, I can hardly say no.
Oh, thank you.
But I mean,
and to show my appreciation, you may fondle my beard.
Don't touch it, Bergen. You may stir up a covey of quail.
Now, just so the police won't think I'm a trespasser, would you mind signing this form?
Well, I presume that'll be all right. There you are. Now you have a place to live, and I have a trip to Mexico.
And I think I'll have the last sandwich.
Remove your filthy lunch hooks from that sandwich. Or I will personally tie your fingers into a very small bow knot.
Listen, you bold weevil's pin-up boy. What's the idea?
Yes, Monty, are you changed?
Yes, and that's not all. Yes. There's going to be a change in this mid-Victorian Quonset hut.
And what's wrong with my house?
Well, I can't stand antiques with marble tops.
I'll thank you to leave Bergen out of this argument.
Who made those atrocious drapes? Omar the tent maker?
Listen, mattress puss, you can't do this.
Well, just read clause 9 in the contract Edgar just signed.
But why didn't you tell me that was a contract I signed?
Well, you know me. I don't talk much. I'm just naturally shy.
Well, Mr. Woolley, you've gone far enough.
You're right. I can't go any further until my architect arrives.
You've asked an architect to come here?
Franz, I have arrived, Franz. Here I am. Well, my name is Ethel Twing, and that's right, it unquestionably is. And I am the architect, and they call me the smiling draftsman.
Why, you couldn't even put up an umbrella. How did you ever get to be an architect?
Well, my father was one, too, and I followed my father's blueprints.
Oh. Are you the moderne or the Catholic?
Yes, I am. Right, and I'm an authority on Greek architecture, too. That is, I specialize in lunchrooms.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Of course, right now, I have designs for a lady who has a restaurant. Well, not exactly. I have designs on the restaurant, not the lady.
Now, Mr. Twing, I want you to lower the ceilings and knock out this wall and put in glass and turn it into a solarium. Any questions?
Well, there is just one teensy-weensy little question. What is a solarium?
What is a solarium? Get out of here!
Well, all right, I'll go. That's not good enough for you. If you're going to take that attitude, I'll just pick up my little slide rule and I'll slide right out of here. Goodbye.
No, gentlemen, if you'll just step outside, I'll show you where I'm going to put my rabbit hutches.
Why, this is ridiculous, rabbit hutches. I can't figure you out.
Hey, Bergen, he locked us out. Hey, what's the idea, Wooly? Hey, Wooly, let us in.
That Richard and I are such thinkers.
Monty, you wouldn't lock us out of our own house, would you?
Wouldn't I? Silly boy.
You wait until the Men of Tomorrow Foundation hear about this.
Oh, there is no foundation.
Huh?
I bought you those 2 one-way tickets.
You bought them? Why?
Well, I figured you guys would fall for it, so I would have a place to live.
Why don't you go down to the city dump with the rest of the rats?
Because this dump is closer to the bus line.
All right, we'll go to Mexico. But first, will you open the little window in the door? I want to whisper something to you.
All right.
Come a little closer.
Well, what is it? No. Oh, you're right!
It's easy to put more flavorful coffee in your cup today. Just ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. That's the easy way, the American way, to get more pleasure from coffee. All over the country in the past year, more people enjoyed Chase and Sanborn than ever before. Its shade-grown flavor explains that preference. All records for 83 years are broken because everybody wants it. Don't miss out on shade-grown flavor. It's richer and more delicious. Besides, there's more of it, so naturally, with more flavor there to enjoy, more people enjoy it. Get Chase and Sanborn for this bonus of goodness, the extra flavor of finer coffee slow-grown in tropical shade. Growing time is flavor-making time, so these finer coffees are planted under taller trees, shielded from the sun. Day after day, they store up more and more shade-grown flavor, and that pays off in your cup. Remember, by the cup, you call it coffee. By the pound, it's Chase and Sanborn. Ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
In Greece today, as one of the results of resisting the Axis, 2 million people are suffering with malaria. 50,000 need artificial limbs to help them become self-supporting. One child out of every four is a war orphan. Many of these children, of the heroes who fought the Axis with superhuman courage, have not a single living relative. They live in cellars and caves, barefoot, ragged, undernourished, and sick. To survive, these children must have clothing, food, and medical care. These things are being provided by the Greek War Relief Association. This association needs our help. Remember the Greek War Relief Association.
Be sure to listen next Sunday when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Lita Gordon, and Pat Patrick will have as their guest Margot, and will be coming to you from Mexico City. Next week, when you're buying coffee, think of us at Ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. Monty Woolley will next be seen in the Samuel Goldwyn production, The Bishop's Wife. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from Hollywood's Radio City.
Remember the letter S-N-E, for flavor, nutrition, economy. Coupon of margarine gives all three. Flavor, nutrition, economy.
What a value. What a margarine. Look at all you get. One flavor, delicious flavor. Fresh, delicate, country sweet. The fussiest eater in your family will really go for Blue Bonnet. Two, nutrition. Prove nutrition. Blue Bonnet margarine is rich in food energy, rich in vitamin A. You couldn't get a more healthful spread than Blue Bonnet, no matter what you paid. Three, economy. Delicious Blue Bonnet saves you real money, and it's a real treat. Made from pure, wholesome products of fine American farms. Get Blue Bonnet margarine tomorrow.
Remember the letter S-N-E, for flavor, nutrition, economy. Buy Blue Bonnet, yes sirree. Blue Bonnet margarine gives all three.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. KFI, Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony Incorporated.